There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. We cry, oh, oh, nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. I searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Is your name is above all names, and you're worthy of all our praise. Mighty are the works of your hand. Mighty are the works of your hand. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater than you. So we cry, oh. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Oh, there's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. There's nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all your blessings. We thank you for another day that you've made, another day of your blessing, another day of favor, another day that the Lord has made. We rejoice, God, because you are in control of our lives. We rejoice because you are the God that we serve. You brought us out of darkness into your marvelous light, and you have loved us continuously, loved us passionately, loved us faithfully, God, each and every single day, every second, every hour, every minute of our lives. Thank you for your love, oh God, that overcomes a multitude of sin, a multitude of faults. That you are able to look beyond our faults and see that we are in desperate need of you, that we are nothing without you. And so there's nobody like you, God, because you are magnificent in all your ways. Your love, oh God, is overwhelming. Your love is overcoming, God. Your love is all-consuming, God, and we thank you for your love that's like none other, and that while we were yet in sin, you gave your son Jesus to die on the cross
for our sin. What type of man would die or give his life for a friend? Who would give his life? Again, you said, but peradventure, God, for someone that did not even love you, you gave your son, Jesus, gave his life for a stranger, for someone that did not think about him, for someone that was not following him, for someone that did not obey him, for someone that did not love him. He gave his life. He bore the sins of the world on his shoulders for someone that did not even care about him, was not thinking about him, was not even thinking about obeying him. But God, I thank you in that while we were yet in sin, God, you allowed Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And he became that perfect sacrifice, that lamb without spot or without blemish, to take our place on the cross. When we should have been hung up on that cross, God's salvation, justification came our way, God. For we are justified through Christ. We have been cleansed and made whole and made acceptable by the blood of the Lamb. And I say thank you, Lord, that you had a desire to reconcile us back unto you. If it had not been for you, Lord, we would be condemned. We would be consumed. We would be on our way to the lake of fire because sin had its way over the earth. But no longer am I bound by the law of sin. No longer am I bound by the law of the flesh. But because of the blood of the Lamb, I am now susceptible or under the law of the Spirit. For who the Son has set free, he is free indeed. No longer am I bound. No more chains holding me. God, there's nobody like you, God. You can break every single chain, Lord. You can destroy every single stronghold, God. You can unloose every shackle, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, today. For if it had not been for you, God, I still would be lost, God. I still would be down, Lord. I still would be, oh God, someone that's not like you, God. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for a second chance to say yes to your will, Lord, and to say yes to your way, God. There is nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Nobody like you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're magnificent in all your ways, God. I bless your name this morning, God, for you are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised, God, for the rising of the sun and to the setting of the same, Lord. Your name is worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, God, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise, God. There is nobody greater than you. God, you blow our minds. Every single day, you breathe into us a breath of life every single day. God, you touch us with your finger of love and tell us to rise every single morning. So no wonder we can boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made, a day of blessing, God, a day of victory, God, a day of overcoming, God, a day of favor, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, every single day that we are able to rise to magnify you, to glorify you is a wonderful day because I want to be like David on this day and declare that I will bless the Lord at all times and allow his praises to continuously be in my mouth because there is nobody that's like you. We can search all over and we'll never find anyone that's like you. We can look high, we can look low. There's nobody greater than you. So we can cry out, oh, God, hallelujah. There's nobody like you. Thank you for your love because there's nobody who loves like you. Thank you for your kindness, Lord, because there's nobody as kind as you. Thank you for your patience towards me, God, because there's nobody patient with me like you are. Thank you for being long-suffering with me, God, hallelujah, because there's nobody who suffered longer with me than you have, God, over and over, God. You keep blessing me over and over again. You keep blessing me, God, over and over again. You keep being patient with me over and over again. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for another day that you allowed me to see. And another day, God, that I can give you glory, I can give you honor, and I can give you praise. Order our footsteps today in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to not lean into our own understanding. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of disobedience. Bind the spirit, oh God, that does not want to submit to you. But we say yes to you even now, God. because greater is in store for us, God. Greater is ahead of us on this day. God, that's something you've been putting in my heart for us to look to the hills. There is greater, God, that you have in store for us. And no matter how our days have gone, no matter how the weeks have gone, no matter how the months have gone, we have hope, Lord. We have hope, God, and our hope is in you. You are our salvation. You are our hope for today. You are our hope for tomorrow. You are our hope, oh God, and throughout this day, for the next minute, for the next hour, for the next day, God, you are the hope that we go by and that empowers us to move forward. It empowers us to walk by faith and not by sight. It empowers us to allow you to order our footsteps. It's by the faith in the Son of God, who is consistent, who is faithful, who is just, who is kind, who is loving, who never fails, who never turns his back on us. Oh, God, we cry out, there is no one like you, God. Over and over again, you remain the same, God. Every day, you remain the same. You're the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore. Every day, God, you keep blessing us over and over and over and over again. And so we cry out to you. And you're deserving of our praise. You're deserving of our worship. You're deserving of our adoration. And when praises go up, blessings can't help but to come down. And we desire for your presence to be with us this day. You have blessed us this week, God, Monday and Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And now we have made it, oh God, into our fourth day of the work week. And God, you have been so good to us all week long. Thank you for keeping us from danger seen and unseen as we traveled on the highways and the roads, God, and the byways. God, you have protected us, God. There's a drunken driver out there, God. You protected us from him and her. God, there was an aggressive driver out there. You protected him from us from him and her, God. Over and over again, God, you took us to work or you took us to school or you took us to our different destinations safely, God, and you bring us back at the appointed place and the appointed time. God, thank you for knowing my ending from my beginning, Lord. Thank you for knowing, oh God, what you have in me, God, and giving me an expected end, for you know the thoughts that you think towards me. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, that you think of thoughts of good things towards me. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, God, for being merciful and knowing just what you need from me and what you can get out of me. Thank you for not giving up on me. Thank you for not losing hope in me. Thank you for not turning your back on me. But over and over again, you keep on blessing me. You keep on giving me a second chance. You keep on giving me an opportunity to fulfill the purpose that you have for my life. And so I declare even again, oh God, there is nobody like you, magnificent in all your ways, awesome in all your ways, and we need your glory. We need your power. We need your presence, Lord. For where your presence is, there is fullness of joy. There is life forevermore. Chains are broken. Oh, God, sickness must flee, God. When you are present, God, healing comes about, Lord. Come in our presence even now, God. Fill our mouths and fill our hearts, oh, God, with your glory and with your praises. And then inhabit the praises of your people, God. Come on down, God, and fill our cups. Overflow us even now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, till we want no more, God. We love you, Lord, today. We magnify you today. We love you, God. Oh, God, this day, God, you're magnificent, God. You are a wonderful God. You are a glorious Father. Thank you, oh, God, for this day. Thank you for your many blessings, Lord. Thank you for your love and your kindness, Lord. Thank you for your mercy over and over again, God. We say thank you, God, and we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, God. Glory to your wonderful name, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Wonderful is the Lamb of God. Thank you for the blood, God. Thank you for my healing, Lord. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you for strength, oh God. Thank you for a refreshing, Lord. Thank you for renewal, God. Lord, we say thank you and give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord, because it belongs to you. No one will get your glory on this day. No one will get your praise. No one will get your honor. And our hearts and our minds focus in on you. And we have a hunger and a thirst for more of you. And so I need your glory, God. I need your presence because you tell me if I hunger and thirst after you, you said I shall be filled. That means you will satisfy all my needs. You will meet every single need, God, and you also promised that you would never leave me nor ever forsake me. Thank you, God, that your promises are sure, that your promises are yea and amen, and that you don't turn back on your word, that your word is your bond. And so help us to walk in your word today. Help us to walk in your promises today. Help us, oh God, to be the lights that you've called for us to be, to let our light so shine that men might see our good works, which means we must have to be at work. We must be about our Father's business while it is still yet day. Get us to work, oh God. Stir up in us even now, Lord. Bind the spirit of laziness, God. Bind the spirit of lackadaisicalness, God. Bind the spirit of, God, of ill contempt, God, the desire to not do anything, God, to satisfy the flesh and not do things to give you glory and be pleasing unto you. Bind those things that cause us not to be in the race that you have set before us. And give us the mind to run, be about our Father's business. And if you do this, God, we'll give you the glory. Bless your people today. Help us to be a blessing unto others by words, by action, in our character, in our walk, in our talk. Let us be a blessing. Let us be a light that we may tell somebody that Jesus still saves, that he still delivers, that he is the way maker, that he is the truth and the life. And we'll do it. And we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.